Hello and welcome into the Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are live on the postcast following the Timberwolves' loss to the Houston Rockets on Monday night. Marty Gelder of Bally Sports North joins the show to break down the game. The Locked On Wolves postcast starts right now.
You are Locked On Wolves postcast, part of Locked On Sports Minnesota, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Beacon. I'm the host of Locked On Wolves. I'm joined by Marnie Gellner of Bally Sports North. We're talking about the Timberwolves loss to the Rockets on Monday. And Marnie, this was a Rockets team that had lost 13 in a row. They lost 18 of 19 games. And yet the Timberwolves struggled with Houston throughout the game. The Wolves never led by more than six. This was close pretty much throughout. And they ultimately lost in extremely disappointing fashion to the worst team in the NBA.
It was a very disappointing loss. Yeah, and right from the get-go, Houston was up 9-0 to start the game, which tells you that maybe the Wolves were not ready to play, or maybe they thought they really could put it in cruise control and then put the gas down maybe in the final 5 minutes or so, which they tried to do. But Houston is a team that plays hard and has a lot of scrap, and is not a very good team, but is a team that never really kind of gives up, and certainly didn't tonight. And there you go. That's what happens when you overlook someone or don't play as hard as you think you need to play, don't play as well as you need to play. It's a loss for the Timberwolves, and hopefully it isn't one that becomes costly at the end of the season.
Yeah, it was just Saturday night. We talked on this exact show on the postcast about how happy we were for Anthony Edwards' dominant performance, the 44-point game, dominated on both ends of the floor. We also said that, hey, for a lot of this game, most of the team didn't play all that well. It was really Anthony Edwards and some timely shot making from D'Lo and Nathan Knight on Saturday that carried this team. But otherwise, it was like, yeah, this was closer than it probably should have been at throughout. And then on Monday, there was a lot of similarities between Saturday and Monday, except for not the dominant Anthony Edwards performance. And he was, you know, the numbers are good for Ant at the end of this game, and the numbers looked good for D'Lo, but I mean, there were several issues, right? Like early in the game, first quarter, they were out rebounded. The number I had was 16-4 in the first quarter. And the Wolves were only down 5 at the end of the first quarter, but that's because D'Lo and Ant kind of combined to get hot at the end of the quarter. You know, it was like a 10-point game, and they made it a 5-point game real quickly at the end of the quarter. They kind of masked over just how bad the rebounding was in the first quarter. And the Wolves corrected that a bit throughout the game. They got a little bit better, but that was kind of, you know, to your point, when they started down 9 or 10-0, whatever it was, like that was a pretty, it was a pretty bad sign for the rest of the game. And sure enough, the first quarter was kind of, the game in a nutshell in some senses.
Yeah, it was, and you dig yourself a hole. I don't care what team you're going against. They're all NBA teams when you're just not playing sharp, which the Wolves didn't really on Saturday either. As you said, Ben, when we talked about this, that was a 9-point win for the Wolves on a night when Ant had 44. Like, it should have been a blowout. All the stats kind of indicated that. And then tonight you had not a lot from Jaden McDaniels, not much from Kyle Anderson, who just got in some sort of heated temper shoving match with Jalen Green right away in the first quarter. And that kind of set a tone for Anderson that he wasn't really able to get out of. He didn't play down the stretch. And as good as he's been for Minnesota and as valuable, to not have him as one of your five guys on the court when it's essentially, it was a 4-point game with 20 seconds left or whatever. I mean, name your time on the clock and margin, because the scoring that happened in the final minute of this game was crazy as well. But the Wolves were there. I mean, it was not out of question that they could have turned around and won this game. But wasn't meant to be tonight. Not enough guys played well enough. Offensively, Anthony Edwards did. But in the third quarter, Ant had 5 turnovers. The Wolves had 10 as a team in the quarter, and Ant had 5 of them. So even though he had a good scoring night at 31, it wasn't a great all-around game for him.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the offense, and then I do want to get into Ant, and I want to get into the defense, because I think that was kind of the downfall in the second half. But the offense started so slowly and really didn't. I know they scored 114 points and shot 38% from three, but there was no flow to the Timberwolves offense in this game. I mean, so much of what they did was Ant and D'Lo. You know, D'Lo was real hot, like middle stages of the game, and Ant scored a bunch towards the end. but those were really, that's what it was, is it was just, like, if you're just looking at the box score, I mean, a point is a point is a point, I guess. But, like, I mean, the offense was basically the 12 threes that those guys hit combined, and that was kind of it. There was no real flow. There were a couple nice D'Lo to Rudy lob dunks. I think those were third quarter. It just, it never really felt like they were comfortable offensively. You mentioned Kyle Anderson, and he's been such a big part of initiating offense for this team. I know that D'Angelo Russell plays point guard by position title, but Kyle Anderson has been kind of the engine behind this offense for the last couple of weeks. And he's turned in a couple of disappointing performances. And this game, you know, foul trouble was certainly a huge part of that. Jaden McDaniels had another quiet game, didn't shoot the ball well when he got his chances, but he'd been doing more off the ball. So it was really kind of came down to Anthony D'Lo, like, okay, I guess this is on us. And we'll talk about their defense in a minute, because I'm not at all suggesting that they played extremely well on both ends of the floor. But offensively, the Wolves' offense was basically, well, let's see what D'Lo and Ant could do for us. And it kept them in the game, but it wasn't enough to beat the league's worst team.
No, they had a combined 61, but even going to the bench, like, Jalen Noel just wasn't in a good rhythm. Naz Reid, kind of an uncharacteristic night based on what we've seen from Reid. Nate Knight came in, and he had some solid minutes, but he wasn't nearly as spectacular as we saw on Saturday night. We had 17 in the second half. That was a career high. But again, it took a career high in a half for Nate Knight. It took a 44-point night for Anthony Edwards to beat the worst team in the West by 9. So I think while the Wolves got the win on Saturday, they maybe didn't learn enough from that game or apply enough from that game to make it through tonight's game. The first time the Wolves were in Houston, what was that, 2 weeks ago? They were down by 20. Before they came back and won. So I feel like the Wolves have been playing with fire with the Rockets in the four meetings they've had with them. They've kind of toyed with the Rockets in the four meetings, and then finally the Rockets exploded. Pun intended.
Tonight's sponsors of the postcast are our friends at Prize Picks. If you take in Jalen Green over on points, what did he score, 42 in this game? You'd have been in good shape if you'd taken the over. Our friends at Prize Picks, it's extremely easy to play. You pick 2 to 6 players if they'll score more or less than their projection. You win up to 25 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Make your entries in less than 60 seconds. It really is that easy. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up today and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. Don't forget the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. Let's talk about defense on Jalen Green. He had, what did I say, 42?
42, yep.
42 on 15 of 25 shooting. And at the end of the game, it felt like he was just, any opportunity he got, throwing the ball at the basket, no matter who was guarding him. Ant was certainly culpable for a little while. D'Lo was part of it. But he was the only guy on the Rockets that was actually doing anything offensively in this game, and the Wolves somehow still failed to slow him down. This is the team that came into the game with the worst shooting percentage, field goal percentage in the NBA. They were, I think, 29th in three-point percentage, 29th or 30th in effective field goal percentage, and yet they shot 50% from the floor and scored 119 points in this game.
Yeah, that is pretty telling about the Timberwolves defense, for sure. We looked at some of this in our pregame show tonight at Valley Sports North, the way the Wolves have defended Jalen Green and how effectively they've held him down, because he averages, I think, 21.7 for the season. So just under 22 for the season. But in three games before tonight, in the three games against the Wolves, 13.3 points per game. It's his second lowest average against any team in the league. Portland is like 13.0 for some reason. So, they've done a good job whether it's been their defense or just off nights for Jalen Green. He's a second year player, you know, still kind of figuring things out. Whatever reason you want to give is probably valid. But even Saturday, same teams, 3 days prior to this, Jalen Green was 3 of 10 and had 10 points in 33 minutes. He was almost a complete non-factor. And then 3 days later, he goes off for 42 when he had averaged 13 against this Wolves defense, and they just had done a good job against it. But that man has a beautiful shot. He puts that arc under it, and it just kind of goes like this rainbow and drops through the basket. He's a good player. He's a good shooter. He's brimming with confidence. And tonight was a night, you know, he might have just been pissed. He might have been pissed averaging 13 points against the Wolves and only having 10 on Saturday. And watching Anthony Edwards dunk on Alperen Şengün multiple times in one game. They all might have just gotten pissed and had enough of the Timberwolves.
Yeah, and Jalen Green on Saturday, we talked about this. I think we talked about it on the show on Saturday that he had some bad turnovers in that game. It was just a really sloppy performance, and then he obviously turned it around. Also, Anthony Edwards defensively, this was mostly third quarter. He was on Eric Gordon. There were two or three possessions in a row where Eric Gordon, however old he is, 36, 37 now, just beat Ant off the dribble. And we've, like, even just on Saturday, Anthony Edwards was a complete lockdown defender, was fantastic. Like, the Rockets couldn't do anything, no matter who he was guarding. And we've seen that, like, he's got all defense potential, and he has shown it, you know, more often than not, he can on the ball. But in this game, it just, he wasn't locked in defensively. And I don't know, the Wolves have, you know, I don't want to make excuses. The Wolves have played a bunch of games and not that many days here recently, but like, he had enough legs to go out there and score a bunch at the end in the fourth quarter and play really well offensively late in the game. It's just so frustrating that we can't see him lock in for a longer period of time defensively. And he's not the only one. The perimeter defense in general was poor, but Ant not being able to stay in front of Eric Gordon was an issue. And then D'Angelo Russell, I think, also was part of that problem. But you mentioned the five turnovers in the third for Ant. The poor perimeter defense was primarily in the third quarter too, and that set them up for failure, you know, down what I think three going into the fourth quarter, and they just never were able to keep up.
Yeah, the third was not a good third quarter for the Wolves, and that's been their quarter all season, but it hasn't nearly been as prominent, over, let's say, since the new year, since January 1st. Not that they fixed it, but it just hasn't been as glaring a weakness as when they were the worst third quarter team in the NBA for a good stretch. But this one, it kind of fell back into their old ways, and that is a characteristic of this Timberwolves team, too, to kind of just get bored with a lesser opponent. They've lost to Detroit twice. Perfect example. Chris Finch said it again in his post-game comments tonight that this team can beat any team on a given night and lose to any team on any given night, and that it's a really scary spot for a coach to be in. And he was asked something about, like, how do you coach that? How do you coach that out of players? What do you do? And he was just like, I'm trying different things. I don't know. I don't have the answer. But it's a characteristic of this team. It's actually been a characteristic of the Wolves for a few years now. And this was a very evident game, I felt like, of that. If you go around and ask the Wolves players individually, I'm sure they're not going to say, yeah, we didn't really take them seriously. Nobody's going to say that. And maybe you don't even realize you do. Maybe it's just that you do things not at 100%. Maybe it's at 95%. And if everybody does them at 95% instead of 100%, maybe this is the result you get once in a while.
Yeah, and that comment from Finch is, I mean, now is an interesting time. Obviously, losing to the worst team in the league now. It was only a couple, I don't know, not even 2 weeks ago, they beat the Denver Nuggets, who at the time had the best record in the West. And, you know, we've seen the positive side of that. And now they turn around and play New Orleans on Wednesday. I know the Pelicans have lost a few in a row, but New Orleans will be on the second night of a back-to-back. Still a tough place to play, to go to New Orleans and take on the Pelicans. And then you have Memphis, a couple against Sacramento, Golden State. So perhaps we'll see the good side of this kind of Jekyll and Hyde personality for the Wolves after they lose to Houston. They've got a bunch of winning teams with winning records on the schedule this week and into next week. So now would be the perfect time for things to flip around for the Wolves, as they're now back a game under 500. And at least most of those games are at home. Wednesday's at New Orleans, but then there's, what, a six-game homestand after that. So here's hoping that things get, we see the good side of the, we can beat anybody and lose to anybody.
Yeah.
Of course, we go live after every single Timberwolves game. So we'll go live on Wednesday after Wolves Pelicans, about 45 minutes or so after the game. So be sure to watch live on Locked On Sports Minnesota on YouTube. You can also listen on the Locked On Wolves podcast feed. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find the audio after the fact. A big thank you for listening. A big thank you for watching, and we'll catch you next time.